The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We take an email about a guy whose buddy keeps trying to bang his chicks. And then a TFM podcast first, I let out the girliest sneeze you've ever heard.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on ComedyVoices.com. Powered by digital media. Find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. We have some amazing emails today. Thank you guys so much. We got such a spectacular response from the Lisa Ann episode. If you haven't listened to that, go back, listen to the Lisa Ann episode. It was such a great show and funny emails, and she really brought the heat. She started a new trend, which is getting to say it's called blow job, not blow fun, which was great. And you guys should all go check it out. And I just want to thank you for the response and for telling friends, and keep doing that. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your fraternity brothers or sorority sisters about this podcast and spreading the word and rating us on iTunes. It helps so much. And it always, as I say this every episode, it tickles my nuts when you guys Snapchat me, you listening to the podcast, because it gives me like a nice 5-second window into where you're doing this. It's at the gym, on a road trip, with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, her looking miserable while my voice is in the background. I love it. So please keep Snapchatting me, JTrain56 on Snapchat and all platforms. I'm very excited to have our guest today, a good friend of mine who's on one of the earlier episodes. Great to have him back, Nimesh Patel. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, Jarrett.
You can find Nimesh on Twitter, at Finding Nimesh on Twitter.
That's it.
Go find him, support him. I told you, and I mean this as a comment, I've said this about a few of our guests, sometimes you get a Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get those big-time guests, as they in the industry they call them a get.
Right.
Sometimes I'm bringing on the penny stocks. You know, I'm bringing on. This is for the listeners to get and follow you, support you at Finding Nimesh on Twitter, because they're buying low. It's like having the rookie card.
I'm Apple in the 90s, baby.
Yeah, this is what you got. So yeah, these are the Apple in the 90s guests, because you don't know Nimesh yet, but you're going to. He's gonna be doing big things, and a good friend of mine, a comic, and he's out there. So thank you for coming on, Nimesh.
Thanks for having me, man.
We're ready to answer. I just came from a gym class, like a boot camp class, and half of it's on the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
And I was next to this girl who fell mid-class on the treadmill.
Oh,
literally
God.
Knocked her chin on the treadmill.
Is she all right?
So she gets back up. She actually fell down as hard as I've ever seen someone fall off a treadmill.
Uh-huh.
Gets up, gets back like an animal. Gets
what
back on the
fuck,
treadmill.
Dude.
And I look at her and I go, are you okay? And she goes, I'm fine. Like, you know, that initial, like, play it cool.
She could take a punch. You'll find out if she's in a relationship.
I was like, here's my opening. Uh-huh. And then after the round is of this boot camp, I go, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm going to be okay. And she had like the dirt on her face from the treadmill.
It
was bad.
So hot.
It's like one of the, it was hot. It was one of those moments where you're like, if that happened, and I said to her, I go, that's my biggest fear.
Right.
And if that ever happened to me, you would always be like, everyone in this class is looking at me, but no one cares about you. They're
right.
More thankful it's not them.
Right. That's the thing about New York in general, is that no one gives a fuck about, everyone's like, oh, I'm self-conscious about eating alone. No one gives a shit about you as a person.
No.
You fell off a treadmill, get back on.
Get on.
We'll leave. We don't give a fuck.
We're going to forget about this. We're going to tell one friend. And I said to her, I go, I'm going to help you. And I said to her, I go, that was pretty fucking hilarious, so I'm going to tell you a story to make you feel better, because I'm sure you feel like shit.
Right.
And I told her that there's a class, this same boot camp has a class in Boston. A friend of mine was at the class and a girl fell off of a treadmill there and her yoga pants got caught in the gears and they ripped her off. The yoga pants got ripped off her body.
Jesus Christ. So
then they said the whole class was laughing and then she just ran out in her underwear, never to be seen again.
Oh my God.
So listen, life lesson for our listeners. It could always be worse.
Yeah, it could always
it
be.
It could always be worse. It could always be running.
She got hit by a bus.
Yeah. She just runs out of the class, yeah. Her underwear, hit, yeah, by bus, game over.
Right.
So let's do the emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's read these emails.
Go, man. Find Nimesh on Twitter, at Finding Nimesh on Twitter. You can email us any of your questions and stories, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Screwed up. Hey, J Train, I made a big mistake the other night. Uh-oh. I am known to black out quite frequently. Is this me writing to me?
Yeah. I am known to black out. I'm blacked out right now.
Right now. As I send this, I can't see my legs. An issue I'm trying to work on. This resulted in me blacking out and stumbling into a random person's room and peeing on their floor.
Oh my God.
I have no recollection of it. I do not know the two guys in there at all. The one roommate was really cool about it after I had apologized the following day. The other roommate is not happy at all. He has produced a list of things he claims I have damaged and need to replace.
Uh-huh.
The list totals $600, which he has now reduced to $470. How do you?
I like this guy. I like this guy.
470.
He's got an Excel, like, sheet.
Yeah, fuck this guy. This list includes textbooks, his girlfriend's bag, his keyboard, and various other things. I'm not sure what to do. Obviously, as a broke-ass college student, I do not have this kind of money to throw around. The cool roommate warned me that he was going to try and get money out of me, but he is boasting the figures and to not pay him. He is the cool roommate saying that he's boasting the figures and to not pay him that. I do not know if I should just say fuck this guy or if I should pay him. The whole situation is very shitty. I feel bad for the guy, but I also don't want to get greased for a bunch of money. What does he do? Have you ever had a situation like this?
One of my very good friends, who I'm still friends with to this day, like freshman year, we have welcome week or whatever.
Yeah.
He marked his territory. we all blacked out. He came back to his room and pissed in his roommate's shoe.
Oh, really? This happens. This is the thing.
It's just college,
it happens.
Man. Yeah.
This is what happens. The girlfriend's bag, I don't feel bad about. The text bag, I do feel bad about.
Right.
Also, let's remember one thing. I think I heard somewhere, drunk pee is basically water. It's not like, in the desert,
it's not bright yellow.
Yeah, no, this is like white pee.
Yeah.
This is like the most harmless pee.
Heard that somewhere? You just wrote that down when you were drunk.
Well, I'm just saying that Bear Grylls tells you to drink your piss.
Right, it can't be that bad.
And he said, so I watched Bear Grylls when he had Obama on, and he was talking about drinking pee, and he said,
I didn't watch that. Did Obama drink his own piss?
Yeah, Obama, they had a whole sex scene. It was crazy. No, no, he didn't.
I feel like it'd be huge news if Obama.
I think that was the one thing that Obama was saying, that he wanted, that there were petitions for him to drink his own piss.
Really?
Which is why the internet rules and sucks at the same
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ.
But I do remember Bear Grylls was like, you should drink your piss, but you should do it before you need to drink your piss.
Right.
Because once you get to the end, there's nothing in it that's actually like water. Right, at the end, it's all blood and grossness.
Death,
so if we're going on this, so the pee, we should all relax about pee. Don't you think?
I mean, look, I get it from a scientific point of view, right?
But this guy didn't mean to do it. He went and apologized. He went hat in hand to the room, to the guy. Now the guy's trying to get money out of him when he knows he doesn't have any.
This one other, the other cool guy, let's call him. Cool guy is just like, yeah, whatever, none of my shit is worth anything. I just got pissed or, but the other guy is like, yeah, it's my fucking first week of college or whatever it is.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah.
And you piss on all of my stuff? And now I gotta respect you see you and no, give me my, I demand restitution.
So I have two stories. One time, a guy in my fraternity, a buddy of mine had all his friends visit from home, and one of the friends got blacked out and peed on another guy in a fraternity's laptop.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask that.
And that's one of those things where you're like, he wasn't even in the fraternity. Like, he came from outside. When you're coming to visit somewhere, be a fucking mensch. Be a good person. Right. And don't fuck up the, someone's house. Obviously, the guy didn't have money, but it created a rift because you have to be apologetic and like you and try your best to do whatever you can at the same time.
Right. This is
my
thing.
$470 for whatever he ruined for his fucking girlfriend's coach bag that doesn't fucking the fake coach bag that she brought over is insane. That's an insane amount of money.
Yeah.
I also one time I went and visited my buddy at Bowdoin is a college in Maine.
Yeah.
And it's like 1,000 people there.
It's
there's
tiny
like
as fuck,
they call it Camp Bobo. Like it's like totally different than Penn State where I went.
How you going to Bowdoin?
Who?
Hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I went out with my buddies, and it was like end of their freshman year, and I was going to stay with my one buddy at his dorm, and I got so fucking blacked out that when I went to the dorm bathroom, I went back into the wrong bedroom.
Ooh.
And I fell asleep on this couch that wasn't my buddy's, and I woke up in the morning, and it was these two Asian girls, and they were literally the most scared.
Yeah.
They were like, what are you doing here? And I looked up and I was like, I'm sorry. And I just ran out of the room. And I go into the back of my buddy's room and I just fell asleep on the couch like it never happened.
Right.
And then I woke up and I'm like, where are my shoes?
And I left
my shoes and I had to go back. I had to like knock on the door and had the most awkward like 5 seconds with this. Like, hey, I'm sorry. These things happen, you know, and that's the thing. Like, it's happened. We've all had the pee in the shoe, fall asleep in the Asian girl's room. You know, like, I think what he does, here's what he should do.
Uh-huh.
He should get a nice bottle of vodka
uh-huh.
and just give it to them and be like, hey, man, I'm really sorry about this. Here's some booze. This is what I could afford. I don't have the money for you.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, what's he going to do at that point? He's not going to go to small claims court.
Right.
You know, he just be... and. What's he gonna say? If he said to someone, that guy pissed all over, and then he was like, yeah, then he came back and apologized and gave me booze, people would be like, yeah, he did what he could.
I mean, I think it's on the guy who, the peer.
Yes.
To obviously make amends. Because this guy who's shit, I mean, excluding his self-assessment of what got pissed on.
Yeah.
Like, I would be pretty pissed too. I remember, when I was junior year in college, when I was a junior in college, I bought the futon that we all like used in the living room.
That's definitely getting peed on.
And my suite mates would like just like get trashed and like fight all the time. Like we were like best friends, but we would just be like fucking menaces.
Yeah, we used to have carpet wrestling matches.
We never got that gay, but we would, like, one time one of my sweetmeats was sleeping and, like, blacked out, and another one was blacked out, like, put, like, syrup all over his face and fucking shaving cream, all, and it got all over this fucking futon.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, dog, I got so mad. I was like, dude, you have to pay for the dry cleaning. I understand.
Get it cleaned up.
Right? And it was like... granted, that was only like $60 or whatever.
Yeah.
But the principle, like...
Well, that's the other thing. I hear what you're saying. Him making the effort. That's why I say, like, here, go clean whatever you can clean.
Right.
Go get the bag. Go get it clean. Go get the textbook and try and air dry it or put it in a microwave or whatever you can fucking do.
Right.
And then give the alcohol to be like, this is me apologizing.
Right.
And if that's not enough for you, I'm sorry. That's your problem.
I think if it's not enough for you, then...
What are you going to do? Be this kid's slave for the rest of his life? Like, how much can he do?
$470.
Like,
a guy who pisses on stuff is going to be a terrible slave.
Yeah, I agree. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nimesh Patel. @FindingNimesh on Twitter. Go follow him. Support him. Snapchat power. You're on Snapchat?
I'm on it, but I don't use it.
Okay.
Like, I have an account.
I love it. JTrain56. Hey, JTrain, love the podcast. Not just for the hilarious life and stories, but the comments on life. Okay, cool, man. Anyways, do you think it's possible? Anyways,
thank you for that insight.
Do you think it's possible for a girl, and he puts in parentheses, really any person, to convince someone that they are attractive through Snapchat? Because this chick I used to think was unattractive is now kind of turning me on when we talk and snap and hang out. Obviously, personality plays into it, but her Snapchat game is definitely helping. My best man stamping the guess. What do you think?
Definitely yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean...
Here's the truth about men.
Oh, here we go.
any amount of attention from a girl is hot.
Yeah, that's exactly
what... every girl ups herself a point with a smile.
Yeah.
Just looking at me, I'm like, she wants it.
Yeah, she wants it.
I'm done. I can't imagine.
99% of me finding a girl attractive is her finding me attractive.
Totally agree. I totally agree.
She wants this? Okay.
She's into me and the things I do. Right. Yeah, it's an ego play.
Right.
And guys are built on ego. That's all we want you to do is tell us how great we are. And we're like, yeah. Oh, my God. You got it. It's got to be tough to be a girl to know that every time you make eye contact with a guy, he thinks you want to fuck him.
Yes. That's every moment I see some chick on a train, like even like just, you know, do one of these scoping out the entire train and we catch eyes for a second. I'm like, that's my day.
Yeah. It's also, you're welcome. Yeah. I guess you want me now. Yeah. It's over. Sorry, I'm not going to be tied down by you. And it's like, you made that big assumption. Like, I imagine that girl at the gym that I was like, are you okay? And then told her that story and she laughed at the story. I imagine her being like, man, if only I could fuck him.
Yeah.
When really she's just like, my fucking knee hurts from falling on the treadmill.
I did her a favor by not continuing this flirting because she definitely would have fucked.
Oh, she's going to fuck me in the middle of this gym.
Right.
You know,
like, I'll do it.
But the thing about Snapchat is I've written about this before. Right. I wrote a column about Snapchat a long time ago, and it's the flirtiest app.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing, when you send someone a snap, you have to specifically choose them. So whether you send like when you send a Snapchat out, you could send it to like 10 people.
Right.
But you've chosen 10 people.
Oh.
You didn't just say select all.
Oh, it's not like Twitter where it goes to everybody.
No, you have the
DM,
But. This is like a DM is really the whole purpose of it. And it used to be a lot of my friends that are older, they hear Snapchat and they're like dick pic app.
Right.
That's not what it is at all.
Right.
What it is just you saying, thinking about you.
Right.
And when a girl is like, hey, sending me Snapchats, I'm like, oh, she's thinking of me specifically and my dick.
Right. Obviously, you are one piece.
And this D, you know? So I do think, and also what this guy's saying is just all men. Like, if I'm a girl and I really was into a dude.
Terrible. Yeah.
Even if I was into a dude, I'd be like, okay, just send him Snapchats.
Right.
Just send him, if I'm really into this guy, just send him Snapchats of just anything. Doesn't have to be sexual.
Just like,
he'll take it as sexual. He'll see that picture of your work computer and be like, oh, she's definitely naked.
Look at her hands.
Oh, her hands, they're so into me right now.
Right, exactly.
That's how he's going to take it. If a guy, and girls, if you're out there getting Snapchats from one guy and you're like, why does this guy keep Snapchat? It's because he fucking likes you.
Yeah.
He wants to get in your pants.
He wants to fuck.
And what Snapchat does is also builds up a sense of trust.
Uh-huh.
Because I always say this about texting. If you're a guy out there, you keep texting with someone over the course of, let's say no date is made, but as long as you're reaching out and you're forward text, that is establishing, little by little, establishing yourself as someone they talk to in their everyday life.
Right.
And you're establishing trust. So that late night meetup won't feel weird with the person you haven't seen in a month because you've been texting them that whole month.
Yeah, you feel like you're talking to them all the time.
All the time.
Snapchat is but with a visual.
And it's also within secret, you know? So now it's behind this curtain. You have this anonymity.
Uh-huh.
Because Snapchat, it goes away. So it's like, oh, it's happening, but it never happened at all.
Right.
Man.
It's gotta be good to be a college student right now. It's definitely the question was, is it weird that I'm finding a girl more attractive over Snapchat?
Oh, not weird.
Not weird at all.
Not weird at all.
You're a dude.
Yeah. Is it weird that any girl that makes eye contact with me, I'm like, okay, it's over? No, that's the same thing.
Yeah, we're just men.
Yeah.
And that's how men operate.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with Nimesh Patel @NimeshPatel. At Finding Nimesh on Twitter. Hey, Jerbear.
Jerbear.
Lady listener.
Ooh.
I have this really close guy friend that there's a lot of sexual tension with people constantly calling it out to us separately and when we're together. I hate that shit.
Why?
It's like, oh, you two gotta fuck. Like, why don't you take care of your own dick? You
know, I've been the guy that's like, y'all, can you two stop flirting?
And yeah.
Because, like, to me, it's like, I've been in a relationship for 2 years now, so it's like, I'm way past this, like, I know when two people are, like, trying to get to know each other.
Yeah,
But. But you could just break that ice for them.
The problem with that is that what that does, it takes out any of the chance of this just being a hookup. Because when you do the...
Oh, no, I'm always just like, y'all two fuck.
No, but like, when you say it, I think what it does is the girl goes, everyone knows. It becomes a story to her. Girls love the meeting story. They love like the thought of like, oh, everyone knew. Like they want, I have this thing where every girl tells one friend that they think that every girl tells one friend about the guy they're dating that they think he's the guy,
right?
Just so that girl can tell that story at her engagement party.
They just prep it.
They're just prepping. They want one girl to tell that story at their engagement party. So like every guy they meet, they're like, I think this is it.
Oh,
this is
just,
the guy.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So
I
that
gotcha,
they're prepared with that story. So this is just adding to that story. And Nimesh even knew. Everyone knew. And it's like, I don't want that. Don't fucking do it. Let me just get my dick sucked.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, let me play this flirt game without adding to the story. That's my thing.
I wanted to create this app called Y'all Should Be Fucking.
Yeah.
Where, like, I just find two people.
From the makers of Tinder.
Dude,
y'all should
you,
be fucking.
I'm telling you.
You like, set it up.
I'm just like, I see one of my friends is single. I see another friend that's single. And they're just like, they're in the same range of attractiveness.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, just meet up, hang out, see what happens.
Well, when a guy sets two people, I set up my two friends and they got married. Okay. And to me, I was like, yeah, you got a dick, she's got a vagina. Let's see what this, how the fit goes.
Yeah.
You know, like it was nothing on me. When a girl fits you up though, there's a lot of fucking personalities and trust things to get. Like, I got fixed up by a girlfriend of mine and I had to let her know that I was going to end it before I ended it.
I
you know, like, I was like, I had to make sure that relationship was intact. Like, listen, I know this is going to be weird for you, but this is going to end.
Right.
So it just adds another level of things. That's the problem with fix-up and the good thing with fix-up. The good thing about a fix-up is it's a referral, but you have to be ready to be fucking in.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, yeah, I'll just fuck around with my friend's friend.
Right, right, right. Yeah,
because you're fucking over your friend, too.
A guy's fix-up is just like, just go be a dude.
Yeah, I'll help
you out. Yeah, go. Get out of here. Stop talking to me like, about how lonely you are here.
just do this.
Throw you up on some chick. But
put something on her tits. on New Year's, I kid. On New Year's Eve, I thought, let me try and kiss him at midnight. So she has this guy that everyone's like calling out there flirting.
Right.
On New Year's Eve, I thought, let me try and kiss him at midnight, figuring it would suck and make everyone shut up and put the tension away. Make the tension go away. No.
Yeah,
well, I tried, and I got rejected by him.
Oh shit!
Can you imagine?
Oh my!
It's New Year's Eve.
That's how you start 2016.
Let's do J Train Theater. Let's do some J Train Theater.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think we have some intro music. J Train Theater. I'll be her.
Okay.
No, you be her.
Okay.
And I'll be the guy.
All right, are we waiting on this music?
It'll go.
Oh,
it'll
okay, okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Excuse me. I'm trying to.
What?
Handshake? Want a handshake? Happy New Year.
I gotta go.
Happy
New Year.
Happy Jared. New Year. Your friend's kind of hot. You think she'll want to make out?
I hate you, Jared.
That's it. And scene. There we go. That's gotta be the worst way to start your year.
Awful 2016. But hey, at least you know.
At least she's got her answer.
At least there's no more sexual tension. Or because there's no more sexual tension, you could just be like, let's just fuck. And then get it over with.
She writes, he wasn't, I got rejected by him and he wasn't that drunk, so he remembers it happening. When we talk about that night, he keeps asking what I remember and how hard did I black out. And I keep saying I remember nothing, but I've stupidly made remarks about things that happened within a half hour of the kiss dilemma.
This girl, man.
With classes starting next week and him more than likely confronting me about it. What should I do?
You gotta consider this. That maybe that guy also didn't want everyone to know that, like, if you're in a public place and this girl tries to kiss you and you kiss back, and then it's like everyone around you knows, where you're trying to keep that shit secret too.
Yeah, she actually writes, to make matters more complicated, he recently told me he's no joke in love with my best friend, so it's not like if I admit to him it's going to have a rom-com ending. Yeah. The problem is you can't have your coming out moment where like you're going to tell someone you like them or try to make
a
move
at
a big event.
Yeah.
You got to put that, because then it's like, especially if you're a girl, because the guy, here's here's the problem of every guy right now. We want to be in a relationship, but we also want to ease into that relationship. Right. We don't want to have stakes.
Right.
You know, you don't want to hurt someone. You don't want these things being put into the contract of your relationship. They come back and get you in court. So it's like when when the breakup inevitably happens, like if let's say he did make out with you on New Year's.
Now every New Year's is the worst.
Well, 6 months later, and yeah. He's like, I'm not really into this. And then she's like, you kissed me on fucking New Year's.
Yeah, 2016.
That's how, why would you kiss me? This is what girls do. They'll use these great moments that they've created throw them right back at you. Like, yeah. If you didn't like me, then why did you kiss me on New Year's? Because you had boobs?
Because it was New Year's.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
I was on Molly.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Shit happens.
You fuck me over.
Right.
So I think you want to stay away because guys know those big events matter to girls. Mm-hmm. Also, it makes total sense that he wouldn't want this public makeout when your best friend that he's in love with.
Right.
The only way to get over this is to be fucking cool.
Right.
Yeah, I tried to make out with you. My bad.
Yeah,
I got caught up in the moment.
She got to own up to it.
Own it.
Like, listen, I thought there was more there, but clearly there wasn't. I got, you know, everyone's talking about us. Like,
and just be friends.
Yeah.
Just be friends. And that seems harder than it is. If you're just cool and then you just go after different guys. Just don't. The biggest mistake you can make with this is to keep pushing for something that you already know isn't there.
Right. What you got to do is guide his dick into your best friend's vagina.
Don't try that too hard. I agree with that. Like, let that happen. Don't be the speed bump to that thing happening. Right. But go for your own dudes.
Right.
Go, be cool, be a friend, and then kind of look for different, places for your kisses.
Yeah, not fucking New Year's ball drop 2016. Now all of 2016 is ruined for you.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with @finding Nimesh, Nimesh Patel. Okay, let's keep moving on to these emails.
Yeah,
ready?
Let's go.
This is great, man. Buddy trying to bang my chicks.
A buddy?
This is what it's called. Hey, Jay Jizzle.
Who are these people?
What up, man? Love the podcast. Listen to it every time I drive to work.
Can I just say that he spent so many times backspacing?
Jay Jizzle.
Jay Jizz? No, that's not
no,
enough.
No, that's too much.
Jizzle?
Heard that? Yeah, Jay Jizzle. I'm going to go for it. I'm a recently graduated college student and live with my two roommates, Mike and Kyle, and I'm always pulling puss back to the crib.
Stu's 5 years away from coming out of the closet.
The only problem is that my desperate roommate Kyle is always trying to get in on the pound town session with me on the girls that I bring home. That is insane. Even go as far as to try and bring up a three-way to chicks that I bring home. Ooh. This guy sounds like the fucking worst.
Kyle? Yeah, sounds terrible.
Even though I am this is hilarious. Even though I am an extreme fuck machine and I wouldn't mind having a three-way.
Is a 40-year-old virgin writing this?
As long as I'm the only dude and not with two dudes. I have told him many times to back off and leave me and my fuck buddy who I brought home from the bar alone. My other roommate, Mike, has the same problem when we try to talk to Kyle about it, but he seems to just laugh it off and think there's nothing wrong. I'm not dating any of these bitches, and I would be okay with him fucking them, just not at the same time I do. How do me and my roommate Mike tell him to cool it without ruining our friendship and making it an awkward living situation? He's my bro, and I don't think he has wrong intentions. Maybe just watches too much porn and thinks hookups just happen from being around drunk sluts. Oh God, which sometimes me and you know they do. Okay, maybe we don't know that together, but. your friend's being a dick, and your friend also seems very not confident in his own meeting girls' prowess.
I think what you need to do is just be like, hey, stop trying to bang our girlfriends.
No, here's what you do.
Our girls.
You get a hooker. And you order the fattest, ugliest hooker in the entire world. And what you do is you buy her... For him.
Right.
So you bring her home, and then instead, you're not going to get. And when and you say, hey, you want in? And you invite him to that, and he'll be like, I don't know. Like, it has to be the ugliest.
This is, you know what this is? This sounds like the harebrained scheme where George tries to set up a threesome where you tell her you want a threesome, and then Kyle's going to be into it.
then you leave and you maybe they hit it off and that's his new girlfriend.
But what if you find out at that moment that Kyle only wants to do a three-way?
Well, maybe Kyle's gay.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be into him.
No, all right. Okay. So now me and this guy are going to fuck. You watch. You know,
get ahead.
Right? I mean, that's part of the deal, right?
Giving you too much attention. Yeah. No, I do think you have to... I think it's got to be like an intervention. If I'm not kidding, the hooker one would be a fun...
That would be hilarious.
Funny just to see his response to like... You just get the fattest, ugliest hooker, and then you just bring her over, and you'd be like, okay, we got you for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave, and then see how he likes
worst
that.
Worst bachelor party of all time.
Yeah. No, but the real answer to this is a non-drunken conversation.
Right. A non-drunk... Hey, stop trying.
Kyle, you... No, and what you do... is you bring up one specific girl. Here's what you do. Shame is the ultimate lesson for people. And if you make up, you're going to make up a story. You reference one specific girl from like 6 months ago, and this is what you do. That you say you were texting. Here's what you do. You say that you were texting with a girl that you brought home 6 months ago that he tried to do this with. Right. Okay? And when you tried to make it happen, she was like, you know what? I don't want to get with you because I felt really uncomfortable the last time I was at your house. And I really don't want to be around people like that.
Right.
That's the story you make up.
Yeah.
Okay? And you say to him, hey, man, we got to talk. I just had a girl that I was going to hook up with tell me she doesn't want to hook up with me because you made her feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And I, you know, when you do that joke, it's not funny to anybody.
Right.
And at that point, if he's not a sociopath, he'll be like, oh my God, he'll probably feel horrible. He'll have the Sunday weirds.
Right.
You ever have someone tell you something about yourself? You have the Sunday weirds immediately.
Well, I don't know what Sunday weirds
like when you get anxiety when you're hungover the night before.
Yeah.
But like someone tells you, you just get those like douche chills all over your body. You're like, oh, chills. Fuck. I can't believe I was that person. He should get that.
Right.
And if you look him in the eye and say that to him, he will look you back in the eye and be like, I feel horrible. And if he doesn't get it then you have to say to him, listen, I'm going to move out. Because I don't want to be associated with the person that is...
Insists on having a fucking three-way every time I...
bring home a girl, even if it's a joke.
Right.
Because he'll be like, oh, it's a joke, man.
Right.
No, well, this is a girl that didn't get the joke.
Right.
And just because you say it's a joke doesn't mean people are going to be laughing.
Right.
You know, I try jokes every night on stage. A lot of them bomb. They're not jokes. They're statements.
Yeah, they're just fucking phrases. Just also, like, maybe stop calling women bitches and sluts.
Yeah. Well, because that's the other thing. In close company, maybe you make these jokes with your buddy Kyle.
Right.
And it's funny to you two.
Right.
And then when you see that it's not that funny to another person, maybe you're not being so funny together.
Right.
You know, using those words.
That's the thing that the story he's making up is like, he's got to believe that he respects these women's opinions enough. Clearly he doesn't, but yeah, you should actually
do that.
There. Yeah.
So, but if you make up the story where you're like, this woman felt uncomfortable being around you and that's why she won't be around me,
right.
He should understand at that point, oh, it's hurting this apartment.
Right.
And put the needs of the apartment above his need to try and be funny. And also, why don't you go out with him and let him get his own girls?
Right. What's wrong with this dude?
That why is he always just sitting there
waiting? Playing Xbox.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nimesh Patel at Finding Nimesh on Twitter. We're going to do one more. Let's do one more email.
Yeah,
here, I'll give you the choice.
Okay.
Ending my relationship.
Ooh.
Cam girl for my boyfriend. Or Bush.
Well, Bush can only mean... vagina hair because it's not about no one's
or
right.
A freaky girl.
Oh, can't we just do all of them?
They're all good. We'll get to them at some point.
Some point before this break. Break.
We'll do it on another episode.
Oh man,
I know you're gonna miss out.
Fuck.
That's why you gotta listen. Listen, everyone. What? You can listen and subscribe on iTunes.
Freaky girl.
Let's do freaky girl.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Hey, Jew choo choo, Jew choo choo.
that's hilarious. That's a good one.
Okay, so it's not really that bad. But this girl... girl I've been with for the last few weeks is one of the most fun and enjoyable people ever. Mm-hmm. She's totally pushed me out of my comfort zone. He puts in parentheses, hella drugs and anal. Oh, wow. And oh, my God. And putting drugs up her ass. And she can get the drugs to you and do anal. And has shown me all kinds of great experiences. She's awesome. Problem is, we aren't official or anything. And I'm not sure if I trust her enough to make it official.
Right.
But in the meantime, she's most definitely blowing other dudes with my semen still in her mouth and doing all kinds of freaky shit. I can't date her, but I hate that she's banging other dudes. What do I do? Much love for the podcast. Love the 2-week schedule. Can't get enough. What do you think? So he's hooking up with a girl.
Yeah.
Well, and
look, man, you can't. That's an easy one. You can't have your cake and also eat the cake.
Right. This is the world we asked for.
Yeah.
This is the thing. We live in a world right now where we, this hookup culture world, where we're lit. You live by the sword, you die by the sword, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is what we asked for. We wanted to hook up with a bunch of girls, see what happens. And we have to, we can't expect greater from the people across the bed from us than we expect from ourselves.
Right.
So you, at the in every hookup, you have to make a decision. Am I willing to lose this hookup for another one?
Right.
And if not, if it sounds great, like he, it, why can't he date her? That's the thing. And why can't you say to her, hey, listen, I'm having the best time. Can we, I'd like to make this official. What are you in for that?
He doesn't trust her to like.
Well, he doesn't. I don't think he trusts himself.
It sounds like he is having a good time and is ready to like. Just tie this one down because she's a freak and she's fun and she like is fun and exciting and teaches him new whatever the fuck it is. But he's just like, I don't trust her enough to make her my girlfriend because she's such a freak. She probably just wants dick all time or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, I don't think that. I think that's the guy. Like, I had a lot of guys after the Lisa Ann episode came out and they're like, did you fuck her? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Right. Like, she, just because someone likes sex doesn't mean they like sex with everybody.
Right.
You know, they can just like sex with you.
Well, what I'm saying is that this girl, from what he's saying, wants sex with everybody.
Well, I mean, I think that's what his assumption is. I think because he's out on a Saturday night looking for girls, he's assuming she's out looking for guys on a Saturday night when they're not together.
Right.
And maybe he's assuming correctly, but I think that the sex between them and the relationship can get better if they have this, you know, a label on it. And I think you know it the minute you bring it up.
Right.
You'll know the answer the minute you bring it up. And I've had girls come up to me and be like, what, you know, what's going on here? How do you feel about what's going on?
Right.
And my initial response when I'm not in is always like, yeah, it's good.
It's fun.
You know, you'll know. And they should know right away, like, I'm not really looking to be, you know, exclusive.
Right.
If he brings it up and he's like, hey, I'm having a great time. Do you want to like, you know, keep, how do we feel about like not dating other girls and guys? And just put it out that way because it's going well. You don't bring that up to someone that you're like just in the beginning with. Like, it sounds like it's a good relationship so far. Right. They're having fun together. Hey, what do you think about like making this an exclusive thing? Like, I don't want to be with, I don't want to be with other girls. How do you feel about being with other guys? And she'll either be like, I just like being with you. I'm totally on the same page.
Right.
That's the answer you want. The other answer is, yeah.
She'll sneeze. Some other dudes come out of her nose.
What was that? Oh, sorry. I was thinking about another dick. I didn't hear you. What'd you say? Yeah, it'll be like some bullshit response and you'll know right away.
Right.
And maybe she'll be like, yeah, that'd be cool. When the minute her voice goes up, you're like, oh, fuck, there's another dick on her mind.
Right, right, right.
But you have to be ready to lose her.
Right.
And you have to be aware that this is the world we've created. Tinder, Bumble, we're all out there swiping.
Right.
And you could be that person that's with someone that's still swiping.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way, you have to trust the person, you know, and you have to kind of trust yourself. You have to only act as if. And if you're acting in the right way, you have to, if you're with somebody, you have to hope that they're doing the same thing, but you can't control everybody.
Right.
You know? And sometimes you get fucked for that. Sometimes when you trust someone, you get fucked over. But that's kind of life. That's a learning lesson of life, and you'll just learn to look for those ticks and things.
In the meantime, enjoy that anal drug or whatever the fuck it is. You guys,
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, anal and drugs. All fun. You ever fucked on Molly? I never done that.
No.
That sounds fucking amazing.
I haven't done Molly.
Molly's the best, man.
It's the best.
I've done it 2 or 3 times.
What kind of high is it? What happens?
Everything is just amazing, dude.
And that's not us saying you should do that if you're a younger listener.
Right.
We're saying that.
Sorry.
we're saying.
But do anal.
do anal. Choose anal over Molly. That's the more you know. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Nimesh, thank you for coming on, answering the emails.
Yep.
Great to have you.
Thank
Fantastic.
You for having me,
Go find Nimesh on Twitter @FindingNimesh on Twitter. We're going to be right back with some shout outs, hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta lay it. Hey guys, welcome back. Here with Nimesh Patel. Great job. Thank you for answering
Thanks
the emails.
Thanks for having me, man.
At Finding Nimesh on Twitter. Chris coming in from the booth.
Yep.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks,
at,
man.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Let's do some shout outs. Also,
good.
Guys, listen, Lisa Ann episode last week. Go check that out. That was so much fun. Keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we're here at Stand Up NY, Stand Up New York. They do shows every night. StandUpNY.com. Use the promo code TFM. You get free tickets to any show here at the club. Also, go on iTunes for us. Do us a huge favor. Go on iTunes. Give us a rating, a comment. That really helps us out. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll be doing a lot of college shows coming up in February. If you want me to come to your school, just email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. That's harryschmuckler@gmail.com. harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Let's do some shout outs. Please shout out my friend, horse_Welton. For giving me pink eye. All dicks and shits, no tits, please. Here's another one. Also, can you shout out my girl, Katie_Hope8? That's our first female shout out.
Yeah, that is literally the first one.
Katie_Hope8. Send her lots of dicks and, hey, even a few shits. She'll love it, boys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is another one. The podcast is dank as fuck. Keep the ball... keep up the ball papriking. Tell the listeners to send these fucktards nothing but shits and dicks, no tits. Names: Camden Roll, Hunter Herlow, Kyle_Let, Matthew with two T's, dot Tyner with a Y, Pate Bry, PateBry, and ZOMMBIE115. Thanks, big guy. Another one. Sup, J Train. One of my best friends is turning 21 and he's starting to resemble the shit emoji because he brown noses the TFM podcast so hard around campus. He's also basically landed the podcast on the map at UC Irvine Greek Life. Thanks, man. So send him all kinds of shits and just a few tits for his birthday. His Snapchat is AdamRutz95. That's Adam, RUTZ95. Another one, J-Dog, yo, coming to you live from Oxford, Ohio. But yeah, send my dude shit pics or whatever you want. Just clown on my boy, Hall.Brady. That's his Snapchat. Okay, well, thank you for those shout-outs. If you have a shout-out for any of your friends you want them to get fucked with or you want your own shout-out, email the podcast with the title shout-out, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Now, we've been doing some would you rathers, like car games. Okay. Would you rather this or that?
Okay.
You have to choose. So, you ready for these? We got a bunch of them, but we'll do a few right now. This is a Lisa Ann themed would you rather.
Ooh, that's easy.
Your exclusive friends with benefits with Lisa Ann for 8 weeks starting tomorrow. Uh-huh. Yes, currently. Yes, everything currently running through your mind right now, and then some. As all 7 billion people on Earth know, she's a sex god, forever horny, actually cool to be around, and as she mentioned, loves threesomes. At the end of the 8 weeks, you'd have acted out every and any possible fantasy you ever had. If you accept this, your relationship with her stays good after it's over, unlike most former friends with benefits. And there are no negative repercussions. So you got 8 weeks of solid friends with benefits with Lisa Ann. But if you accept this, for the next 18 months, that's a year and a half, high school listeners, you can only get guests on the TFM podcast that you've already had, and Lisa Ann doesn't count. Yes, the podcast is twice a week now, so that's a year and a half, feels even longer. The best, mind-blowing 2 months of your strong mediums life, or keeping the podcast fresh and exciting. Fuck the PC shit. Give us the real answer. Mansamp, this applies to your show too, so you need to answer as well. Pretend you're single and horny without a girlfriend. What do you do?
Thank you. First of all, this is like the best like promo email we got. Like, pump the Lisa Ann episode
yeah,
up. Like,
exactly.
We're doing twice a week now.
Doing
this
us
great.
A good favor. Yeah. What do you think? What do you?
That's easy. 8 weeks with Lisa Ann.
Fuck this podcast. That's my dick talking.
8 weeks?
My dick literally just jumped out of my pants going, fuck this podcast.
That's the best. That's the best. Like, I got to take bed rest for if I can't do anything.
Yeah,
for,
and also, like, she, the thing about her episode is, and that I mentioned it during it, was you look at her and you're like, I get it. I get why you're a porn star. Like, you know, everybody, she's cool with everybody. She could make any conversation. She could, light up a room. She's ready to go. She's always smiling. She's always on point.
Well, there's a lot of girls that do porn, but she is a star.
Yes.
Like, when she comes in, it's like, she gets the business side of it. She's cool. She's beautiful. Like, she's very cool.
But I think that's something where she's also super comfortable with herself, and I think that's what everyone wants in a sex partner. You want, girls don't really think this, but a lot of guys just want a girl to push the issue.
Right.
To be like, yeah, I like this one thing.
Right.
Fucking, because guys want, you know, in 2016, it's tough to be a man.
Mm.
It's tough to show how manly you are.
Maybe for you, bro.
Oh, sorry. But we can't go out.
Chris is lifting weights.
Yeah, but you can't go out and like kill a boar for your family to show that you're a man.
Right.
There's very few opportunities for that. Right. You know, you go home and make money. Like now you got two working households. Okay, we're both paying, you know, those rent.
Right.
You know, it's a lot harder to be like, well, I'm the guy in this situation. When a girl's like, this gets me off, and you achieve that, it's like winning a level in, you know, Donkey Kong.
Right.
You know, and
unlocking that key, man.
Yeah. Lisa Ann is the type where she's like, you know, where she says something, she's like, I just want this thing to happen right now. And you're like, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Let's fucking do that. Yeah. So let's go to the next one, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Would you rather zip your nuts in your zipper mid-date at a busy restaurant with a girl who is very social media friendly? This thing is going viral.
Okay.
Or would you rather do all your stand-up freeballing in dry-fit Nike shorts, the kind that show what you're working with, even at even with compression shorts? For all intents and purposes, the zipping your nuts will not cause long-term damage. However, it is going to be painful at the moment and require a trip to the emergency room.
How much stand-up?
It says
all of it?
All your stand-up.
For the rest of my life.
The rest of your life, people will see the outline of your nuts while you're on stage.
That's
I mean, I don't do stand-up, but I guess I would just go with the compression pants, right? Why not?
No, I'd go with the zipping my nuts. I mean, I was with you, Nimesh, on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, I wore a pink shirt on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was, and I was like, it's distracting.
It is.
Imagine my balls.
Right.
You know, if you wear a pink shirt on stage, there is a moment where people are like, oh, what's this pink shirt?
Yeah, maybe you get booked more because you're the dude whose nuts got zipped up.
Everyone wants to come, nut guy?
Show us the nuts.
What kind of pink shirt were you wearing?
It was a very pink shirt.
Yeah.
Like a button?
It was button down.
It was like salmon.
But I think what people don't realize is like people make assumptions of you and you just want to be another guy.
Yeah.
So if you're a ball guy, like I, you know, sometimes my dad does this all the time. He'll wear sweatpants out with no underwear and it just looks like a fucking elephant under a tarp.
Right.
It's just fucking wet. And I'm like, come on, put on some fucking underwear. What are you doing here?
That's right. Confidence. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's, well, how old is your dad? 50, 60 years old?
Yeah, 57.
Yeah, that's the fucking, I don't give
it's
a
only
fuck,
gonna get
yeah.
worse from here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we're a year away from
just be happy it's not the other way around. It's underwear but no pants.
But I'm just saying that's the most
waltzing around.
It is the most noticeable thing.
Right.
When balls are see through the pants. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, it's never, and it doesn't matter how small your balls are, they are wagging.
Oh, they're conspicuous for sure.
Yeah, it's happening. Let's do one more, would you rather? I think we got time for one more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Hello, Jay Dearest. Would you rather from your friendly teacher who snaps you all the damn time? Yeah, this girl snaps me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather only get, excuse me, I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh my God. It's fucking hurt my body.
There's one less way Jared's going to be a man.
I know. Oh my God.
Fucking mouse died.
Would you rather? It might have just ruined the podcast. When did the TFM podcast jump the shark? Oh, it was when Jared went
408 on the 18th of January.
Would you rather only get to do hand stuff, giving or receiving? So you only get hand stuff with a girl you're dating.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or only get butt stuff. And by butt stuff, I mean your butt, not hers. You can eat, finger, and otherwise play with her butt to your heart's content, and she can do the same to your butt to get you off. Hand stuff, you only finger her, and she only gives you hand stuff. Adore the podcast, makes my commute not suck. What do you think? Hand stuff or butt stuff? This is a very revealing question.
Hand stuff, I think.
You would go, for the rest of life, you're only going hand jobs and finger. I'll tell you
this. Wait, you can fuck her in the butt.
Is that anything with the butt.
But you can only get off. But that doesn't make any sense.
I think you're just, I think it's either just hand stuff or your butt is in play every time.
Right. Yeah, but then she's not going to, you're not going to get jerked off or do anything, right? She's just going
to
like.
Yeah, you just get to eat her ass.
Like, no. I think you also get to fuck with her butt.
Too. Right. Oh, okay. That's a tough one. I don't know. Probably butt, I guess. Why not?
I'm going with a butt just because I think I'll say this.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and this will take away first, whatever you want.
January 18th.
You're here first.
2016.
You're going to hear me sneeze, and you're going to hear this, okay? Getting your butt licked is maybe the best thing in the entire fucking world.
You've done this.
I've done it, and I've received it. And I will say, think of like when you go to get your car washed, okay? And you go, and you just put it through the wash.
Right.
And then think of when they detail it. And how caring and thoughtful the detailing is. It is like the best thing in the entire. It is like a day at the spa.
Wow.
And if you find a girl to do that, fucking keep her forever. Keep her forever. That is just can you imagine just dying?
I could talk about this for the next 20 minutes.
Why? You don't think so?
I'm just like the
think about it,
the post ass eating out conversation is never gonna be the same pre-ass eating out.
Listen, I'm just saying, it's like a bidet with a brain. So think about, like, you ever used a bidet?
All right, let's do J-Train Theater real
quick.
Let's
do it.
All right.
Mark this so we can put the music in. J-Train Theater.
We're fighting in a restaurant.
Okay.
I'm the girl.
Okay.
Whose I'm ass me. You ate, and you're you.
Well, I've eaten a lot of ass, okay? Yeah, okay.
We're fighting in a restaurant. Scene.
What is your problem?
Shut the fuck up, you ass-eating motherfucker. He ate my ass. He ate my ass, and now he doesn't want to pay for all of this. He is an ass-eating motherfucker.
That's right, everybody. She eats my ass, and I eat her ass. And I'm happy to admit it in this restaurant right now. I want the world to know. And then I would...
And yes, Jared, I will marry you.
You can pay for the rest of this meal. We're over. And then... Why, and then you can't see this, but I would leave with 10 girls on my arm. End scene.
End scene.
See, you just got to own it. Listen, we would have that fight, and I would get up and leave. I am leaving! And then every girl with her boyfriend would just look over like, what's his? Oh, he does what?
He's an ass eater.
I am JTrain56 on all platforms! And then I would leave. So let's go to the news.
All right, so this is NFL playoffs are in full swing, and there was a story about Larry Fitzgerald, great wide
Everyone
receiver,
loves
won the game
guy.
For the Cardinals.
Yeah,
he seems
a
like a good guy. Apparently, a lot of players don't like playing against him because his shit talk is too nice.
Well, I heard he's like the nicest
that's
guy.
That's the best, man.
But it's awesome. He found... The thing is, when you in life, you got to zig when people zag.
Yes.
And that's what really, because what he does, what does he say to them?
Well, they say that he throws out pleasantries and cordial remarks and good natured comments.
Good catch, man. Good catch.
And Will Blackman is the Redskins cornerback. He goes, he's asking how your family is, and it just like throws you off.
Totally. I love that.
Best,
he found a niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's found a way to get, and that got to disarm people. To like the nth degree.
Of course, how could you want to go hard against that guy? I mean, obviously you're competing, but it's like when he's like, how's your family doing? Your mom all right? Like, that's got to be
that's the
jarring.
Best, man.
Well, that's like, someone tweeted at me, they're like, there was a girl that was like, no guy should use this emoji when texting a girl. And, and someone was like, what do you think? And I was like, no, you got to stand out. You got to use emojis, but ironically.
Right.
You know, like, and it fucking throws a girl for a whirl. She's like, oh, this guy like is kind of like, you know, a little self-deprecating. Like, the girl was, it was like this girl with like a ton of Twitter followers. And it was like, any guy who sends the monkey with their hands over his eyes is a pussy.
Why?
There's no rules.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. No one should have any set. If you're out there and you have like, oh, I don't do these three things. You should do everything
do
is
all
open.
Of that shit.
Everything is open because you can do something in a certain way that plays off of the way.
And then it becomes your thing.
Exactly.
Now Larry Fitzgerald is known as the nice guy shit talker. It don't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it works.
And then like that's your pattern for like 12 games, and that 13th game. You're expecting Larry to say something nice to you, but he doesn't. You're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, then that one time, he goes, I fucked your girlfriend last night.
Exactly. Wait, what? Exactly, dog.
Let's go to the next story.
All right, so they conducted a poll on onepoll.com asking a bunch of different like shitty things, like what Americans would do for X amount of money, essentially.
Okay.
So
okay.
6% of the people surveyed and 12% of all men in the study said that they would commit murder for $1 billion.
Yes.
And there's a number of other ones.
How many people said they would?
6% How many people total, 12% of men.
Oh. 12, that makes sense to me.
I think it's a much higher number.
Yeah, I don't think people are being as honest.
Absolutely. For $1 billion?
A billion dollars. Shit I would, the list of shit I would do is infinitely longer than the shit I wouldn't do for $1 billion.
Right. The murdering thing, you're right, but murder is like,
I don't think anyone in our realm has any idea what $1 billion is.
Yeah.
Right.
What that means. That is like, for the rest of your entire family's existence.
Your kids' kids.
Your kids' 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 kids. Like the Ford people.
I could throw away one shitty life. I could kill a hobo for that.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing, right? It's always going to be like, oh, I'll just kill a homeless guy.
That's what everyone says.
No, I could kill a thriving physician that's saving kids in Africa.
Yeah, you're going for a big time death.
If I'm earning my $1 billion.
Yeah, that's true. I want you got to earn it. I don't know. That's amazing. What other polls do they do?
They set the bar low on a couple of them for $1,000. Okay. Only 15% of people said that they would shoplift or bet on a fixed sporting event, which is complete bullshit.
But is there a risk of getting caught? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the risk is attached to
$1,000 of a shoplift?
Yeah, I would, of course.
I would do that.
Yeah, I've shoplifted for free. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, like when I was younger. I mean, I don't do it now, but
we're
when I was younger.
About Van Santa. I don't know. I'd go to one of a bodega and fucking put a candy bar in my pocket.
Right, exactly. Steal a magazine.
It depends on the
level of crime.
The conditionals on this are too far. But
well,
yeah,
this is like, would you rather's, you know,
that's what
thing.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For $1 million, 1 in 10 Americans would make a porno.
For $1 million, 1 in 10?
Yeah, so 10% of the people.
I think people are lying. I think there would be more people.
Absolutely, of course.
I think, these are the type of questions that you never want coming up at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Because you never want your dad being like, yeah, I make a porn for $1 million.
We made one for $200. Yeah, you mean the budget's $1 million? I can do it. No, dad. They would give you $1 million.
Don't bring these up. Just never bring this up at a family dinner.
Well, your dad's walking around with his dick hanging out.
Jared, who's offering $1 million?
Oh, my dad has no problem. Is the most confident with his body I've ever seen a person. When growing up, my dad always Speedos at the beach.
Sure. Wow.
Always. Speedos at the beach. I always say, when I hit 40, that's when I go Speedos.
Speedos.
From then on.
Why not?
No need to make kids anymore.
There's no need.
Just keep them nice
Speedo
and tight.
Speedo only. Well, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Nimesh, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. This was fun.
Awesome to have you. Go follow Nimesh at Finding Nimesh on Twitter. He's got some great stuff coming up. You should all support him. Great comic. Chris, thank you for bringing the news, doing hypotheticals at Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Fried. This is the TFM podcast. We're every Tuesday and Friday now. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. You can find my stuff at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, Jared Fried, JTrain56.